This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction.
Music from the game Portal. Kim Swift was lead designer of a student group that made the critically acclaimed first-person video game. Kim Swift is now a studio creative director at Airtight Games in Redmond. And when she looks around the video game industry, most people are not like her.
The most game makers that I know are white males.
Kim says not only is there a lack of gender diversity, but racial diversity too. She told me that as a young girl, she never considered game design as a career option.
When I was a kid, I didn't even know that I could do that as a job and that it was something okay for me to do. At some point, you know, during high school, I was like, F it. I'm going to do it anyways because I really want to do it. And I think that tends to be a thing in general, I think just with the feel of technology as a whole, that young girls don't know that it's acceptable and that it's something fun and can give back to society and, you know, hits all those buttons that make young women passionate about something. And I think it's something that I know I definitely want to start working on in our industry is making it attractive to young females that are, you know, middle school, high school, college. Let them know that it's okay and there's a job for them there and that working in games is hard work, but it's a lot of fun and very rewarding.
Let me try this out on you. When I played Portal, just as I'm thinking about it, talking with you about it, it struck me, and it might be way overgeneralizing here, but it struck me as a game that might have been designed by a woman because it doesn't have the kind of macho aspects of a lot of first-person shoot-em-ups that most games have. Do you think that there is anything about a women's sensibility going into a game like that? Overreaching
sure.
here?
No. I mean, so art is a reflection of the artist, right? And so obviously, games that are made by white males are going to reflect a white male sensibility. There's nothing bad about that or wrong about that. I think there needs to be games for all types of people. And that's so something that I'm really hoping for the future is that we have a broad representation, not just females, but of different races and different sensibilities. So that way, we have a broader, diverse thing to play. What is cool about games is you get to live that experience, that dream of somebody else's, but still make it your own because you're the one who's playing it, right? So you're getting somebody else's sensibilities, but at the same time, you're imprinting your own impression as you're moving around this world, which is, I think, one of the coolest things about games.
So what do you tell young women who might meet you and be impressed with what you have done as a woman in gaming? What kind of encouragement do you give them? What advice do you give them?
First of all, I tell them to grow a thick skin because it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a white male or a white female or, you know, not. You need to have a thick skin to be in a creative business because there's going to be people that don't like your ideas. And so you have to be okay with that.
Would you tell a young woman be prepared for a certain degree of sexism?
I think it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
And I think every industry has it. I mean, there's always going to be jerks no matter where you go. And that doesn't necessarily mean the industry as a whole is bad just because
sure.
there are a few loud jerks.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, if you're in a situation where you are uncomfortable and you don't feel like you're appreciated, then go somewhere else.
And how about the sharing of the gaming community? We've had a story about how there are a lot of breweries over in Ballard and a lot of cooperation that goes on between them. Is the gaming business here in Western Washington characterized by competition, or you guys go out together and have coffee, have dinner, and swap ideas with people from other companies?
I think because we are all so passionate about what we do, and at some point in our life we were ostracized for liking games, that there is this bond between us where we do want to go out for drinks and swap stories, and there's definitely a camaraderie. I think not just in Western Washington, but across the world. You know, we all love what we do and want to help each other.
You know, it's astounding that despite the number of people who play games and the amount of money made from games, which often rivals a Hollywood blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
they write about it now in the New York Times. But do you think the gaming business kind of gets the respect and the culture that it deserves?
I think it's changing. But I do sometimes gripe about the value of a game in comparison to, say, going to a movie. So you go to a movie and it's $15, you get exactly 2 hours worth of entertainment. Whereas you buy a $50 game and you're going to get 20 hours of enjoyment. And I'm like, you know, I'm not the best at math, but that seems to work out pretty well. But yet people still get really uppity about it, especially phone games. That's what really blows me away. When it's 99 cents, people are like, oh, it's such a ripoff, 99 cents. I'm like, seriously? You spent more on Starbucks than you did on this game.
That's game designer Kim Swift telling us about the video game industry right here in Western Washington. This is The Record.